Okay, today's shiur is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Vav. Kuf Mem Vav, we are up to the agadic statements on the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Abbeis, where we are speaking about the sugya of Shushbinin. Shushbinin, going back and forth, sending money for one wedding and getting it back by your wedding. So the Gemara there brought up a brisa, Tana Rabbanan. What do each of the parts of the pasuk referred to? So let's go back to Reb Zeira. Amar Reb Zeira, about the sixth to last skinny line. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Rav, my dechsev kol yumei ani ra'im ze bal gemara. All the days of a poor person are bad. That's a bal gemara. V'tovlei vishta tamid ze bal mishnah. A bal mishnah is always happy. Why? So the Rashbam explains, because a bal gemara is always cracking his head open, trying to understand the gemara and trying to put all the sugyas together and trying to figure everything out. So that hurts. It's not always easy. And a bal mishnah doesn't think so hard. It just goes and learns and doesn't focus on exactly how everything fits together. Much easier chore ahead of him, and therefore he is tovlei mishta tamid. It's expanded upon by the Maharal. The Maharal in Chidushi Agados writes, Abal Gemara, she'ein lo menucha, she'tzarech lehisyageya ala tirutzim shakashim lo. He has to sweat. V'tovle v'shta tamidu bal mishna, she'ein lo da'aga klal, rak shoneas ha'mishna kamo shehi. No worries, just tell me what it says, that's it. And Rava says just the opposite, right? Rava Omar ifcha. Right, just the opposite, that a Baal Gemara figures everything out. Oh, it's great. And a Baal Mishnah, he's still stuck because he still has the questions. Maybe you could say he's focusing on, do you focus on the act or do you focus on the results? Right, the act might be, you know, more challenging, but the result is that much greater. It's that much greater in terms of being besimcha. Rava says the Maharal is lahefech. Shabal Mishnah called Yamav Ra'im. She'eno nehene klal bi tamudo. V'halimud hu ol alav. It's just an ol. I have to do it. I'm not getting any geschmack out of it. Aval bali tamud. V'bnei she'im oskim b'talmud. Shu chachma. She'ha'adam nehene mimenu. Nikroim tov lev mishte tamud. That's how the Maharal learns the difference. And remember the Binyan Shlomo that we quoted yesterday about making siyumim. The Baal Mishnah is always happier because he's always making siyumim. The Hainu Davar Mishar Shibishrei the Rava, and this is also what's alluded to in the next pasuk. My Dechsiv Masiya Avanim Yeatsev Behem. Somebody who chisels rocks Yeatsev Behem will become sad. Bokea Eitzim Yisachen Behem. Somebody who chops wood Yisachen Behem will be warmed with them. Masiya Avanim Yeatsev Behem Elu Baal Mishnah. Bokea Eitzim Yisachen Behem. So be sad. That's Baal Mishnah, right? That's the this is going like the Rava. Bokeh Eitzim Yisachin Behem, somebody who chops wood will be warned with them, Elu Ba'alei Gemara. This is Ba'alei, the Ba'alei Gemara. The Ben Yoyada says, Alpi Remez, somebody who chops Eitzim is the Ba'alei Gemara. Chops Eitzim. He said, if you take the word Eitzim, Ayin Tzadik Yud Mem, and you have it, you chop it in half. So ayin, half of ayin is 45. Mem he. Take the letters, you take the letters of half the word. You take a mem he, and then you take a half of tzadik, right? Tzadik is 90, so you take 25. And then if you, I'm sorry, half of tzadik is 90, so you have what? What? Ayin is 70, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Ayin is 70, so it's 35, and ayin is tzadik, so it's 45. Yud is half, is 10, so you take another hey, and mem is chaf. So you put all those letters together of half the word, you get hamalka. Hamalka. What's hamalka? Hamalka, Gemara is the king. Gemara is the king of Torah Sheval Peh. That's the what we focus on, and therefore, that's bokeh eitzim. It's not so early in the morning, but okay, eitzim yisachei b'hem to get the math brain going. Emtivakea osios eitzim hayotzim b'mavtel lechatzoin ye osios hamalka v'agamara hi hamalka ha'ikaris b'torah shabal peh. Deksiv b'abi malachim yimlochu. So that's having the eitzim. Okay, vayter. Rabbi Chanina Omar kol yimei ani ra'im ze sheyesh lo isha ra'a. All the days are bad. That's somebody who has an isha ra. V'tovlei v'shta tamid ze yesh lo isha tova. So women have, the wives have impact on the husbands. There's no shalom bayis, so then it's kol yimei ani ra'im. But yesh lo isha tova, so then it leads for a wonderful life. Rabbi Yani Omer, that's what I saw somebody tell me recently, the Vart of the last Mishnah in Shas talks about the Yesh. We're all going to, every tzaddik is going to get Yesh, Shai Olamos, 310 worlds. Where do you get 310 from? What is that number? So maybe the pshat is, I think it's the Torah Chaim, that really there were 613 mitzvahs plus the 7 derabbanans, so 620 altogether. So 620, so each of us do 310. But when we get married, we're mashlim each other, so we're each 310, 310, we have 620 altogether. Right, so that's, you're right, some are only by men, some are only by women, some are only by kohanim. But on a deeper level, each person in the world is shayach to 310 mitzvahs. That's shay olamos. Together, a husband and a wife are mashlim each other, and that's how they get to 620. Rabbi Yanai Omer. Rabbi Yanai says, a different drasha, call you me ani ra'im ze istinis. All the days of a poor person are bad. This is somebody who is so sensitive. He's an istinis about everything. So everything makes him crazy. That's somebody who's relaxed. Nothing bothers him. Daito yafe. He's not a mafunak about anything. So the shower's a little chilly. So the food's not so perfect. It's just relaxed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, another drasha. Call you me ani ra'im zerachman. That's somebody who is overly compassionate. V'tovlev mishta tamid ze'achzari. That's somebody who's overly the opposite. Somebody who's overly brazen. It's got to be a balance between being a rachman and being an achzari. The Marsha here quotes, this is based on the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Yud Gimel. Think back, we had the Gemara that said, Shlosha chayeyem einam chayim. There are three whose lives are not lives. Who are they? Rachmanim. Right, overly compassionate. Raschanim, by the word roteach, people are always getting angry, that could parallel this. Va'anine hada'as, like istinus. I mean, those they just can't live their lives properly. L'kach amru, call you mayim ra'im, va'ani v'ra'im. They're like, ani v'ra'im, so it's like chayim einam chayim. Why? Because there's got to be a proper balance in life. Like the Rambam talks about the shel azav and ilchos deos. It's got to be a balance of achzari and rachmanut. Right, the Rashbam, this is expanded upon by the Shemen Atov, but the Rashbam in Parshas, actually, say from the Shemen Atov, the Rashbam is built on it, but the Shemen Atov writes in Parshas Vayera, maybe this is the balance of, right before the Akedah, which is one extreme, you have, what was the Parsha right before? You have the Bris with Avimelech, right? Avraham made a treaty with Avimelech about part of Eretz Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avimelech, too much Rachmanis, too much in one direction, you got to have the Akedah to balance out. Right? That's the balance. The Rashbam says that the Akedah was an onesh for making the treaty. Because he went too far. You're giving part of Eretz Yisrael because you're worried about the future. Right? I promised you already. Right? So that's the balance that could be put in here. They have the Akedah and the treaty with Avimelech. The Rachmanis and Achzarius. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Zeshet Aitok Tzara. Somebody whose da'as is katsar. Right, Rashi Bam says he's a kapdan, he's a miser. Somebody who's very loose with, it's fine, anything. You give away things, doesn't bother him. So that's Daito Rechava. V'yomer Reb Shua ben Levi, last one. Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, all the days of a poor person, now let's take it literally, all the days of a poor person are evil. So, V'hoika Shabbos Yom Tovim, what do you mean? What about Shabbos and Yontif? Shabbos and Yontif, we know that every ani is supported by the tzedakah. So he has enough to eat on Shabbos. So why is that? All the days are bad? What about Shabbos and Yontif? So answer, Kiddush Shmuel. No, like Shmuel says, Darmer Shmuel, Shinui Veses Tchilas Choli. A change in any habitual behavior, the change in anything leads to you getting sick. Tchilas Choli. Any change leads to you getting sick. So if an ani doesn't eat the whole week, and all of a sudden on he has all these beautiful delicacies on the day before, on the day of Shabbos, that also it's also Ra'im. It's also Ra'im. The Shibali Haleket writes in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, why is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So Rov, Rishonim, Rashi, and Yuma, and the Rosh, and all the Mefarshim explain, it's Hachana. It's Hachana. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah. You know it's going to be hard tomorrow, so he gives us a mitzvah to eat the day before so that we could be okay on Yom Kippur. The Shibali Haleket is just the opposite. If you eat a lot the day before Yom Kippur, it's going to be harder on Yom Kippur. Why? Because Shiri Havesa Tzchilas Choli. Because the change is difficult on our bodies. The Shulchan Aruch in in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Peches. Reish Peches is the siman about fasting on Shabbos. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, also lezadus b'Shabbos at sheishos. Right, you can't fast until the sixth hour, even if you're learning or davening. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the earlier Achronim. You got to be careful about if you're in a place with a chazan, especially in the winter months when chatzos is earlier. You got to make sure either to take a drink in the morning before shul, take a drink, or you have to make sure to finish with enough time, because a lot of these places go out of shul after the sixth hour. Shelo kahoganu uveprat b'choref shayamim kitzarim. Surely on winter Shabbosim, it's got to be very careful. So in that siman of fasting, the Shulchan Aruch says, what about somebody who fasts the entire week, and it's hard for them to eat on Shabbos? Exactly our case. Adam ha-mis'ane b'chol yom, v'yachila b'Shabbos tzarhu lo, mipnei shinui v'eses. What about if somebody fasts the whole week and they want to kind of fast on Shabbos? So yesh omrim, she'ra'u kama chasidim v'anshei maisa, she'his'anu b'Shabbos b'tam zeh. There are some say, this is according, he's quoting a Hagos by Manios, that they've seen people fast on Shabbos because of this. V'kach amru she'kach ha'yose harav Rebbe Yehuda ha'chassid zal. And that's maybe what Rebbe Yehuda ha'chassid did. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Generally, we don't do this bizman hazeh, because there's nobody that fasts every single day, but this is a day quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So some of the Achronim say, maybe this is the basis, in some Sfarim it says, right, Tomer Chaim Zachu. We're supposed to taste all the food on Erev Shabbos. So we say we're doing it l'shma, even though we're probably doing it because we just want to get some food on Erev Shabbos. But we could say, hey, Shinui Veses Tchilas Choli, I have to taste the food, so I'm used to it. So I'm used to it, and there's no major change in my appetite or in my menu. I have to get used to it before Shabbos. Just related to this, and then we'll continue, is an amazing story which we mentioned in the Parsha Shir last year, where a woman came to the Rugashavar and said, a woman went to a doctor, I should say, in Dvinsk. And the doctor couldn't figure out the woman's problem. Why? There was a problem that she had a baby that would not nurse on Shabbos. He would nurse the whole week, and he wouldn't nurse on Shabbos. Wouldn't nurse on Shabbos? What kind of baby doesn't nurse on Shabbos? So the doctor, nobody knew what was going on. So the Rugashavar heard about it, and she said, oh, tell the woman to come here. I have the answer. Right? To get to the Rugashavar, the Rugashavar says, go put on weekday clothing. She's like, okay, fine. She puts on weekday clothing, and then the baby nurses. Baby nurses, wonderful. Says, what happened? Rugashavar, how do you know? How do you know that the baby? He said, it's a Yerushalmi and Baba Kama. What's the Yerushalmi and Baba Kama? The Yerushalmi and Baba Kama says, the mission of Baba Kama says that you can have a concept of muad l'shabbosos, ve'enem muad l'chol. A concept that a behemoth becomes a muad for Shabbos. Why? So the Yerushalmi in Baba Kama, Dalet Beis writes that sometimes an animal could be so crazed by all the fancy clothing people are wearing that it'll act crazy on Shabbos. And then on weekday, he'll be calm again, because all the clothing that's regular weekday clothing. So you see, there could be a shinui based on clothing. It could affect the animal. So he said, if it affects animals, I figured it might affect babies too. So maybe the baby was so out of sorts because he saw what you were wearing. So put on the weekday clothing. The kachava. It's the Rugashavar. Rugashavar is seeing the difference on Shabbos, difference of behavior on Shabbos. That's Shinui Veses. Shinui Veses. Okay. Ksiv Viter. Ksiv B'Sefer Ben Sira. The Sefer Ben Sira. And it says Ksiv. Sefer Ben Sira was one of the apocryphal books. They decided to leave it out of Tanakh. We had it back on Daf Tzadik Ches. That's what Ben Sira came up before. Tzadik Ches, and here Kuf Ben Vav. So it was 48 blot ago. So Ben Sira says, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. He also has this phrase. Just like Mishlei has the phrase of Shlomo. So Ben Sira also is a book of maxims. And he also has Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. But he adds on, Ben Sira Omer Afleilos. Even nighttime. Not only the days are bad, but the nights are bad too. Bishval Gagim Gago. Why? Because his roof is the lowest roof. Bishval Gagim Gago. His roof is the lowest roof. So all the rain that goes on the other roofs, they flood his roof. Floods his roof because he has the lowest roof. Mimtar Gagim Ligago. The rain goes from other roofs to his roof. And Barum Harim Karmo, his vineyard is on the top of the mountain. That's the worst one to have. Why? May Afar Karmo Lukramim, because dirt and soil will flow down from his Karem down to the Karem below. So therefore, that is also the Ani is always in a bad state, says Ben Sira. Should we be focusing on Ben Sira? Is that something that we're supposed to be learning? So I think I mentioned back on Tav Tzadik Ches, but it's an amazing ha'ara, that if you read of the early sources are very charif not to study the apocryphal books. Or the Mishnah, we're going to get to Ezra from Sanhedrin. The end of Sanhedrin talks about if you study Svarim Chitzonim, if you study write apocryphal books, Bet Sira, Sefer HaMakabim, all of these books that were left out of Tanakh, what's so bad? Nowadays people study them. Excuse me, the Gemara quotes from them. So Ruvi Margolis suggests that maybe the whole Isser and fear was at the original time when they made the decisions. When they made the decisions in times of the Mishnah, when they decided what was going to be in Tanakh and what not, they had to say you can't study these other books. Because then what would be the difference between the Tanakh and these other books? You'd learn all of them. Only after Tanakh was established, and after a few generations of everybody knows what's in Tanakh and what's out of Tanakh, then it's okay to study the other books. Because then you can learn something, and there's no danger of blurring the lines between what's in Tanakh and what's out of Tanakh. After the canon was done, so that's when it became a little easier. So that's why the Mishnah say you can't study this stuff, because that's when the decisions were being made. But a couple hundred years later, in the times of the Gemara already, they quote Ben Sira. Why do they quote Ben Sira? Because it's a little more flexible. That's what Reuven Margolis suggests in one of his svarim. Rama writes about other svarim and other chachmas. You're allowed to write other chachmas and other svarim. Again, a huge topic, but just to quote you the Rama. The Rama writes in Reish Ben Vav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Ein La'adam Lilmod Ki Yemikra Mishnah Gemara V'poskim Shenim Shachem Achareihem U'bazeh Yekneh Ha'olam Hazeh Ha'olam Haba Aval Lo B'limud Shar Chachmas, but not to focus on Shar Chachmas, says the Rama. U'mikol Makom Mutter Lilmod Ba'akrai B'Shar Chachmas. Ba'akrai, you can learn Shar Chachmas, I mean not as Kavua. U'bilvad Shelo Yiyu Misifrei Minim, as long as they're not apikarsis. And then he quotes a line which all the Achronim try to figure out what he means. And this, Zeh Nikra Ben HaChachamim, Tiyo Bapardes. What's Tiyo Bapardes? The Sifrei Minim are in Pardes. The Shar Chachmas are in Pardes. Isn't Pardes Kabbalah? So that's why all the notes say Kelim here, Ve'en La'adam L'tayel Bapardes, Rak La'achar Shemi L'kresu B'basar V'yayin. Quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. We got to fill up with meat and bread, and then we can drink the wine. Got to do nigla, and then we can do nistar. So all of these, so based on this, is what about all secular knowledge? How much do you devote time? How much is the secular knowledge part of learning Torah? So again, that's a major topic, not for now. But just to mention, on the page here in the Shulchan Aruch, what's talked about is Kabbalah. Are we supposed to be learning Kabbalah? So everybody on the page says no. Right? No. The Shach says no. The Pesach Shuvah says no. We shouldn't be learning Kabbalah. He says, Gama Mukubalam Bisharachron Mifligubadavish Lolumor Chakmas Akabala Acha Achamili Kreso Measas. Gotta fill our stomachs with Shas. Vyesha Kazvash Lolumo Kabbalah Achi Hey Ben Arbaim Shana. Some say for sure you gotta wait till you're 40, Ben Abraham Labina, Bishagam Shitsar Kedusha Vitara Vizrizus Vinikius, Virov Hamispartsim La Alos Bachach Mazu, Kodem Azmana Raui, Komtobolo Ace. Says most of the people out there, they study it. Right? Before the right time. And maybe there won't be a right time. Okay, somebody might say, okay, what can I do? Pischei Tshuva, quotes the Chavos Yair, Sheyesh lo ra- two Chavos Yairs today. Sheyesh lo rachek limud ha-kabbalah, ki yediasenu ksara ve'onis rachman apatre. Okay, I'm never going to learn Kabbalah. Yeah, I'll never learn Kabbalah. What can you do? You know, we have to first learn Shas and Poskim. Once we're comfortable, if somebody is comfortable with Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, all Medrash, all Shulchan Aruch, Dalal Chalakim, and all Poskim, okay, then there's something to talk about. Okay, but we have to be comfortable with that first. After that, then we'll, you know, Kabbalah is the second step. And he says, Odes Rachman Apatre. If we're not on that level in this generation, we're not on that level. Right? But most out there in the, many out there in the world today, they jump and start learning these Svarim before they have Shas and Poskim. So that's what we have to know about it. Just one source, which I don't think I've quoted in many, many years, and that's the Hakdama to the Pas HaShulchan, which is the Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, the Talmud of the Gra. He wrote a sefer called Pa'as HaShulchan. It's on all the mitzvot HaTzluyos Baretz. You have the Shulchan Aruch, But then the Shulchan Aruch didn't write all about, he wrote about some little halachas trumas, but he didn't write about a lot of the other mitzvot hatluyos ba'aretz. So the Rebbe Shlomo Mishkalov wrote to pa'as ha-shulchan, the corner of the shulchan, the corner of the Shulchan Aruch. So there in the Hakdama, that's where a lot of the stories of the Gra that we know are from that Hakdama. We have the Hakdama of Chaim Yivalashin to Sifra Ditzniusa, which is the Hakdama to the Sefer on the Zohar, and the Hakdama of Rebbe Shlomo Mishkalov, he has a lot of the stories here by putting his feet in ice water and other stories. So there he quotes that the Gra was an expert in every chachma in the world. Every chachma, kol hachachmos nitzrachim l'torasenu hakadosha, and you need every chachma just to balance the Ramah. You need every chachma to understand Torah properly. The klulimba, and it's included in it. The yadam kulam l'tachlisam, and my Rebbe, says Rebbe Yisrael, knew every chachma perfectly. The hiskiram chachmas, and he mentions chachmas algebra u'mishulashim. Does that mean geometry? V'handasa. Hard word to translate. Here, now means engineering. But, handasa, the chachmas musica, the shibcha harbe. And he praised it a lot. Hu ayomer, oz, ki rov tamei Torah v'sodot, shirei leviyim, v'sodot tikunei zohar, e efshar leida belada. You can't understand zohar unless you understand music. Unbelievable. The al yada yecholim b'nei adam, lamus bekalus nafsham. You could die from the beauty of the chachma, says the Gra. The beauty of music. And he said he got every chachma. Rock, there was one that he didn't get. Rock chachmas harifua. Yada chachmas hanituach. V'hashayach aleha. He knew nituach, which must be like anatomy. He knew nituach. Ach ma'ase hasamim. U'malachton l'maisa. I guess making medicines. Ma'ase hasamim. Ratza l'olamda mirofei hazman. He wanted to learn it from mirofei hazman. Rav Schechter quotes the story as, the girl wanted to go to medical school. Right? He wanted to learn Rafi Azman. So he wanted to go, that was the only chachma that he didn't have. V'gozar alav aviv hatzadik shelo yilamdena. His father didn't let him learn it. Why? Kidei shelo yivatel mitoraso kishe yitztarech lo leches lahatzel nefashos kishe yeda lagomra. Once you finish learning it, you will end up being the best doctor in the entire world, and you'll have to spend your time saving everybody's life. You won't be able to sit and learn anymore. That's it. That's why he didn't let him study it. So I find that interesting. It doesn't say that he was being Mevatel Torah when he was learning it. He's being Mevatel Torah. Once he learned it, then he'll have to spend the rest of his life, right, saving lives. When he's learning it, that's fine. That's Lishma, and that's a Chachma, learning a Chachma. That is that's the part of the Hakdama, so Rav Shlomo Mishkalov, on the Pa'as HaShulchan, about other Chachmas. Okay, we talk about Ben Sira. Okay, here we go. Previous Mishnah, we just spoke about Shushbinis. So Shushbinis are actual, as we spoke about yesterday, presents that I give, and I go along to the wedding party, and that's a real obligation that's created. Sivlonos is just presents. Presents that the chassan sends to the kala after the kiddushin. Presents. So Hashalech Sivlonos Lebeis Chamav, he sends presents to the house of his in-laws after the kiddushin, shalach sham meyamana, if he sends, meyamana. V'yach hasham shudas chasan, and he eats the shudas chasan there. He has a nice, wonderful party. Afilu b'dinar, even if he only eats a dinar's worth of suda there, einon nigvin, he can't get it back. Let's say the wedding doesn't take place, and they break up the marriage, still he doesn't get back any of these sivlonos, because he enjoyed it there too. And we assume if he took part in the party, even only a dinar's worth, we assume he was gomer umakni, and he gave it totally. Lo achosham sudas chasan hareilu nigve. But if he didn't take part at all in the suda, they're collectible. Shalach salonas merubin sheyachzri malabes baila. If he said a tremendous amount of presents, but he made a tnai that this is coming into the marriage with us, hareilu nigve. So then it was a tnai that are collectible if the marriage doesn't take place. Goes back to the chassan. Sivlonos muatid shetashtamish b'yem beis avia. But if it's dafka the opposite, he sends just a few sivlonos that she could use in her father's house. Ein enigvin, those are not collectible. Amarava, dafka dinar, only, it must be, the Mishnah says, if he gets a dinar's worth of hana at the suda. Dafka dinar, avapachas mi dinar lo, but if he only gets less than a dinar amount, it's not good enough. It's not considered that he got hana, and therefore the presents will go back. Pshita, dinar tanan. Yeah, it says dinar in the Mishnah. Take the Mishnah seriously. No, ma'o the tema huad in nafilu pachas be dinar. You might say the Mishnah's lav dafka. It even means less than a dinar. V'haydektani dinar urcha de milsaktani. And only says dinar because that's normal. People usually get a dinar's worth of hana. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush. It has to be a dinar. Och al tnan. Shasamai. What if he only drank? The Mishnah says he ate. What if he drank? Is that good enough? Hutnan. Shluchomai. It says he ate. What if he sent his shliach to bring the sivlonos, and they gave his shliach a good time? Is that good enough? Shum tznan. It says that he ate it shum, in the house of his in-laws. Shagar lomai. What if they just send him food from the party to his own house? So tashma, let's try to prove any of these cases. Dumb review number Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So sometimes we find Amar Yehuda Marav, and sometimes we find Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. So Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Ma'is about the Mechad Sheshigel Beis Chamav Me'akorna Shokadei Yaim Shokadei Shemen. There was a man who sent Sivlonos 100 wagons of wine, of oil, V'shokle Chesav, V'shokle Zav, silver and gold kalim, V'shokle Milas and silken begadim, V'racha V'simchaso. Obviously a rich man, and he's riding on his wagon. V'halach V'amalav Pesach Beis Chamav. He gets to the door of his in-laws, v'hotziyo koshal chamin, they bring him out, a cup of coffee, and v'shasa, and he drinks it, v'mes. What does v'mes mean? So it sounds like he died right then and there. So the Ritva says you don't have to say he died right then and there, it just means that he died sometime before the marriage, but he never went inside. That's the key. That he enjoyed it from the outside. So what's the halacha? So, v'zu halacha, hel Rabbi Acha Sarabira, l'frecha chabim lusha, Rabbi Acha Sarabira, that was his nickname, the officer of the Bira, of the great city. He brought this in front of Chachamim in Usha, or the Sanhedrin went to Usha after the Churban, v'amru, and they said, sivlono so asuin libalos e nigvin, presents that are asui to get worn out or get used up, so those are obviously, he'd never had in mind to get those back, so they're not collectible. And if they're not made to get worn out, they are going to stay forever, then they're collectible again, because he assumes to get them back. So that was the story. So what do you see from the whole story? So first of all, you see, he just got a drink. That's good enough. So it would be not collectible. Do you also see that? Even less than a dinar. How much could a drink be worth? Must be less than a dinar. So then says, no, that's no raya. Amar Vashi, man le malan, who says, Deloshaki le marganisa deshavi alfazuzi vashke. Who says they didn't grind up a pearl that was worth 1,000 zuz and put it into the drink? That's what they used to do. They used to grind up pearls and put it in the drink. It gave it a twist. Right? So they, that's what they used to do. So maybe they did that.
That's what killed them.
Yeah, that's what killed them. So they gave them the drink. So that you can't prove that. You could prove just a drink. You cannot prove less than a dinar. What about the other one? Shmamina filu shagrulo. Could you prove that it was outside the house? They sent it to him. So that's not a raya either. Dilma kal pesach beis chamav kebeis chamav dami. It was right outside his in-law's house. So that might be considered the in-law's house. Period. Iboilahu mahu sheyishalesh. What does that mean? Mahu sheyishalesh. So the Rashbam quotes and Tosas also quotes. Sheyishalesh means... Second Tosfos, what if it was, he only got hana'a pachos midinar? So can you at least get percentage-wise? Fine, because the Mishnah said he sent 100 and he ate 1. What if he only ate half? Could he get 50 back? Percentage-wise? Maoshi Yishalish. Or shevach sivlonos mai. What about if the sivlonos appreciate in the interim? He said the sivlonos that appreciates, and then the marriage never happens. So mahu kivan di isnuhu l'didei hadri brishusei shibuach. Do we say that if they would still be there, they would go back to him? So it's considered his. O dilma kiva di avdi omignevi boy shlumi le. Or do we say if they're lost or stolen, she would have to pay for it because she has the status of a shomer sachar. So brishusei dida shibuach. So she says go by her. Teku, don't answer the question. Fine. Boy Rava. Rava has the next question. Sivlonos asuinli balos velo balu mau. What about if he sent sivlonos, which normally would get worn out? But they didn't. Amazingly, they didn't get worn out. So do they go back to him? Do they go back to him if the kiddushin, if they don't do nisuin? So tashma, another, vizu alacha hella rabacha sarabir lebecha chamin beusha viamru, and they said, sivlonos so asuinli balos, a nigvin, vishena suinli balos, nigvin. So you see, it says if it's made to get worn out, it does not go back. Doesn't that mean even if it doesn't get worn out? So lo debalu, no raya. Maybe it means if the things that are supposed to get worn out, they do get worn out. Tashma, another try. Sivlonos muatin. Our Mishnah said only a few sivlonos. Shetish tamish bohen vihibe beis avia enigvin. So you see there, small sivlonos that she uses in her father's house. So you see, they're still there. They're not collectible. So you see, even things that might get worn out, if they're still there, they're not collectible. So tirgem arava b'yeba v'siv chasa. Now maybe we're talking about things that are obviously items that he would just be mochel on. Yeba v'siftecha. It's like hats for the hair and hair nets. The Rashbam says. Right, so therefore it's not the tzeifim and the ribbons that they use. They're mochalan right away. There's no raya from that. Amar, if you know my rab, my sabad mecha shogar lebeis chamav, yayin chadosh v'shemen, chadosh v'klei pishtan, chadosh batzeres. A story that somebody sent to his in-laws for a sivlonos, new wine, new oil, and beautiful pishtan in shvuas time. That's the end of the story. Micah Mashalan, what's that doing here? What is that teaching me? So Yibay Yisayim HaChashivus of Eretz Yisrael HaMashmalan. Oh, Eretz Yisrael has everything. Right? Tell me that. Yibay Yisayim HaDitah and Tanase Taina. Or if he claims, Shavuos time, that this is what he sent, we believe him. Because these are in season. And therefore we believe that these exist, and therefore he would have a good claim. Period. Here we go. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Spend a long time on this story. It's amazing. The same Amud, we have Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Right? Two Rebbe. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa, Vada Mechacha, Amar Lo Ishto, Tutranisi. A man got married, and he was told that his wife was a Totranis. A Totranis is a woman who does not have the sense of smell. Doesn't have the sense of smell. So he says, no smell. So he took her into a churva, a private place to check her out. And what did he do? Amar la reach tznon ani me reach begalil. Rashbam has two deis. Either he brought a radish into the churva and he says, I smell a radish. And he wanted to see if her reaction was radish. Or he brought in a date and he's tricking her and saying, I smell a radish. So one of the two. So I smell a reach tznon in Galil. So she picks up on the trick. So Amar le, depending on what he had, you have to understand the story. Man yavon mikosvos di Yericho. I wish I had a date from Yericho. Right, Yericho is called Ir Hatzmarim in Parshas Zos HaBracha. I wish I had a date from Yericho v'achel nole and I would eat it. Meaning, so she realizes what's going on here. So either if he had a radish, so she caught on and she's saying the date, or if he had the date, so then he's right. You have to work it out according to the story. What her answer was. But then after this reaction, Rachmana litzlan nafal lechorva v'mesa. Churva falls down. She dies. So what's the halacha? So Amru Chachamim, ho v'lo nichlas achareya lebotka, mesa eno yarsha. Since he didn't follow her in except to check her out, so mesa eno yarsha, just in time, great stuff coming. So mesa eno yarsha, so if she dies, so then he does not yarshin her. So what does this gemara mean? So many Rishonim say, Tosfos here says, other Rishonim say, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about an Arusa. We're talking about an Arusa, not a Nesua. And he's going in to check her out to see if he is going to marry her. That's what's going on here. And therefore he went in to see if she has a sense of smell. And she ended up, he wasn't sure what happened. She made this comment that she died. So who knows? So the Gemara says, he doesn't yarshin her, meaning it must be that the state of Nisuin did not occur because he wasn't sure about it, and therefore we know that Yerusha goes by Nisuin. Baal Yerusha Zishto. And that's why no Yerusha kicks in. That is how many Rishonim understand the Gemara. Tosfos here quotes that from Rabbi Yaakov. But we also have the famous Shita that we mentioned a number of times from the Rashbam right here. This Rashbam says, no, Yerusha. Yerusha, you wouldn't get off the ground about Yerusha if you're only talking about an Arusa. Of course this Gemara is about a Nesua. They're fully married. They're a fully married couple. He hears that his wife might not have the sense of smell, so he goes in to test her, and he didn't get a chance to figure it exactly out, and then she died. So says the Rashbam, because he went in, look at the last six lines. Last six lines of the Rashbam in this big Rashbam, about the 15th skinny line. The Kivan, the Haya, Bidaito, it's right across from where the Gemara starts. The Kivan, the Haya, Bidaito, Lagarsha, Imim Se'era Balasmum, since he had in mind to divorce her if she would be found not to have the sense of smell. Ubitoch Kach Mesa Kodem Shenispaisu, and before they made up again, she dies. Eino Zocha Birusha. Wow. They're fully married, but because he had in mind to divorce her, already certain zechuyos of marriage have already been broken. Where do you get this from? So before we get to his extension, the end of that Rashbam goes to Gemara and Gittin on Daf Yud Ches. What does it say there? Mishanasan Ein Avagarsha Ein Lo Peiros. The Baal has Nichsei Malug. He gets to pluck Peiros from the wife. But the second that he decides to divorce her, Nasan Ein Avagarsha Ein Lo Peiros. So you see that. So you see, right when he makes the decision. So, 3 points. First of all, the Gemara, most Rishonim say, nothing in a Vagarsha doesn't mean nothing in a Vagarsha. It means when you write the get. Even before you give it, but when you write the get. Number two, we don't paskin like that Shita. That's Reb Shimon Shita. We don't paskin like that Shita. So what's he talking about? How could he quote this? We don't paskin that way. And number three, it's only talking about Peiros. It's a specific halacha. You're extending it to Yerusha. And not only that, look at the previous line that we just skipped. What does the Rashbam extend it to? Im yim se'ena, he says, umehacha shaminan. And this is unbelievable. Shemi shemesa ishto mitoch kitata, sheish bedaito lagarsha shuveno yarsha. If a man has decided to divorce his wife because he has a fight with her and serious issues, and then the wife dies, he does not yarshin his wife. There's already a hafkas ishus b'miksas. The marriage, the second that the decision is made, the marriage is already halachically on the rocks. Not just, it's already partially broken. This is the Gemara, so you have the Gemara, then you have the Rashbam, and then you have the next extension of the Amshal Shlomo. The Amshal Shlomo in Gittin. Amshal Shlomo Gittin extends this to Avelus. The Amshal Shlomo, the Marshal, writes in Gittin on in Perek Sheni, he quotes this Gemara, then he quotes the Rashbam, and then he quotes Umaisa Baliyadi. It actually happened. Halacha Lamaisa. Be'echa Shaya Beketa Temishta. There was a man and a fight with his wife. V'haylo Das Baru Lagarsha, and he was going to divorce her. Ubetoch Oso Aktat Mesa. V'horesilo. I paskind Shelo Leishev Zayin Yemei Avelus. V'shelo His Abel Aleha. They were still married. Didn't get a get yet. He didn't even write the get yet. They were still married. And what's the raya from the Rashbam? Kiva shenasayin alagarsha chashvinon ki'ilu kvar girsha. Wow. And then he quotes, even though we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, but that's only by Peiros. Mikomakom halacha kidere hamekil ba'avel. And therefore, halacha Reb Shimon linyan avelus. Va'od, and then he quotes misvara. Ech yale al das ha'adam laha'avilo masha'ein libo avel. Ve'ein yom mar lufanav. How can he make him sit avelus if he hates his wife? That's very subjective. What, you say that by every child who doesn't have any feelings for his parents? Chas v'shalom. Unehida ba'avel mamish lo silko rabo seinu be'noiv lasone. Hacha yesh v'yesh l'chalek. Then he continues. Unbelievable. We don't paskin like any of this. Well, halacha l'maaseh, we don't paskin like any of this. But what do you see from all these sources? There could be a hafkas ishus b'miksas once the decision is made. And we don't have time to go through the whole thing again now, but this is part of the sugya that we have mentioned. Rav Rosenzweig talks about this in an article of his in one of the Beis Yitzchak, and Rav Shechter writes about this from a number of the early achronim, and that is that by kiddushin, the focus is the act. All the decisions to get married mean nothing until the act takes place. The Maisa Kiddushin, boom. By get, a lot is focused on the Das Lagarish. Once the decision is made, certain items kick in. Once the get is written, where the whole thing is focused, and that's even why it's reflected by the Halacha Daraisa, that a man could divorce Bal Karcha. Even though we mentioned yesterday, Rabbeinu Gershom, but a man could divorce Bal Karcha. What did that show? That once he decides it's finished, Kiddushin requires both of them, the husband and the wife. So that's why it's focused on the Maisa Kiddushin. But by Gerushin, a lot is focused on the Das Lagarish, even that Lasha, Nasanin of Lagarsha. So we don't paskin this way, but yes, there are many other rayas that the there's a difference between Gerushin and Kiddushin, and it's easier once the decision is made, it's more flexible by the Gerushin. There's one other sheet to the Rimigash. The Rimigash writes, that's where this comes up very much, and it's quoted in Gittin by all the Rishonim. The Rimigash says that an Eved Kena'ani could be a Shliach Laholacha Saget, but not a Shliach LaKabbalah Saget. That's what the Rimi guy. The Gemara says an Eved is mufka from Gittin. So the Rimi guy says no, that only means Kabbalah Saget, but Halacha Saget is okay. Why? So explain the Achronim. By Halacha Saget, the decision's already made. The Ikar already happens. It happened already. Okay, so you're bringing it along. But by the Isha getting the get, she didn't do anything yet. The Ikar is what happened before. So therefore, Halacha Saget is okay. Okay, there's a lot more, but note. Note that most Rishonim, the Ramban, Tosfos say you could read this Gemara very differently. You don't have to say what the Rashbam said, and therefore there is no raya from the Rashbam. Okay, but Ein Beis Medrash Below Chiddush related to the sugya Chavos Yair Simin Reish Chaf Chavos Yair. The Shaila is, listen to this case. Case is there was Shiduch and Dan, and many times in those days you did a Shiduch without seeing, right, there were no photographs, there were no, you didn't meet, months ago, so let's make a shidduch, and then we'll come and get married. So what happened? They made a shidduch, and months later, after all the preparations, they come, and the chassan meets the kala, and the kala, he says, has a big nose. I'm not interested. Shahakala ba'alas mum, sheyesh la chotem aruch, yoter min ha-ra'uy. V'hi shir etzba ketana shala. So, I want to break up the shidduch. I want to break up the shidduch. So is he allowed to break up the shidduch? So he says, Nira, he says, if people don't look at her and think of her any different than the average person, then this chassan has no right to say anything. Nira, she'im ein, im ein ha-gablus v'ha-aricha shalachote muflag, ba'ofen she'ein rov b'nei adam sochakim. People don't laugh at her, ein b'dvarav klum. Everybody looks different, mister. Come on, get over it. Get over it. Look, he didn't know the kala at all. He didn't know the kala at all. This, they're not the different kind of relationships. But he says, he says it's not, because he says that type of mum is not called a mum. If you can't smell, that's a gemara. That's Todranus. Todranus, you can't smell, that's a mum. And he says, and I'll add, it's only a mum if the woman can't smell, and not if the man can't smell. There are different types of mumin the gemara talks about. Some are for a man, some are for a woman. Why? Listen to this. Exactly. The zeb bebal in sfirle davi mum. Mikamakom beisha the tzricha lehis asik betavshilin ubetiimasan. Right, she's got to cook. Vayidei chisaron achush lo targish b'sirchunan v'ishunan. She won't know if she burns anything. V'chol shemitzad asvara havi chisaron vaday lemum yechashev. That's what he says. He says only smelling for the man and not for the woman. Then he also talks about another type of mum that and he says, just came back to the nose, he says, it's shricha tuva in our circles that people have noses that are somewhat on the large side. So he says, right, even the end of the 1600s, and then he says, behefech, he says, I found another case. He says a case where a kala had a certain type of mum that her eyes were always closed. And whenever she wanted to look at something, she had to open them with a lot of koach and try to see the other person. So again, he said it depends if she's able to function in society. If you're able to function in society and she's fine, then you can't say that's not a mum to break. That's not a hardcore mum like the one spoken about in Maseches Ksubis on the Fine Dollar and Ayin Hay. Okay. Sorry?
Can a mum be subjective?
A mum can be subjective in terms of what? But to break up, there was already monetary. He didn't make any tnaim. He didn't make any, you know. He went into it. Okay, I'm going with the shidduch. He was told about it. He said, fine. If he would have, he can make any tanai he wants. I'll tanai that I think that she's beautiful. I'll tanai that he can make conditions. But if he agreed to it, and he was described, that he went into the shidduch. It's a monetary agreement also between the parents. So that's why to get out of it was a big deal.
So he has to pay to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. He would have to pay. Okay, but you can't force him to get married. Right? You can't force him to get married. But he would have to pay for the pay for it. Okay, weiter. Again, there's a lot more here, but we continue a little bit. Sivlonos, as the Mishnah said, if he only says a few Sivlonos with Tanai that she'll keep it, then she keeps it. Yasiv, even if they never get married. Yasiv, Rav Saba, Kamed Rav Papa, he was sitting in front of Rav Papa, Yasiv, Ka'amar, Bein Shemes Ahiyu, Bein Shemes Hu, Hadar Hu. If she dies, or he dies, or he retracts. In all those cases, Sivlonos Hadri Machal Mishta Lohadar. The Sivlonos that he sends after the Kiddushin are go back to him. Machal Mishta, but the food does not go back. Hajaba ihi, but if she is the one that retracts on the man, she doesn't want to get married, Hajra afilu kisha diyarka, then every single thing goes back, even the vegetables, even the side dishes go back because it's her fault. Amar afuna breder of Yeshua, v'shama lehem d'mei basar bezol. But yes, it goes back, but you don't have to pay full price. D'mei basar bezol is called two-thirds. Two-thirds price. She has to pay back, it's her fault, but she has to pay back two-thirds the price. Why? Because again, the Rashbam explains, if the whole family knew that she would retract on that, they wouldn't have eaten it in the first place. So, pay two-thirds of the price. Adkama b'zol atilsa. Fine, whenever it says this lashon of basar b'zol, it means two-thirds. Good. A little more. Mishnah. Shchiv mira shekasav konachas le'achirim. A shchiv mira that gives away all of his possessions. V'shiyer karka kol shehu. But he left over a little bit for himself. Meaning, why did he leave a little bit over for himself? He obviously is not... So, he doesn't think he's for sure finished, because else he would give everything away. So, then his gift stays and stands even if he gets better. Even if he gets better, because obviously he kept some for himself, so he must have been serious about this matana no matter what. Lo shiur karka kol shehu, if he didn't leave any karka for himself, he gave everything away, ain matanaso kayemes. Then if he gets better, then it goes back to him. Goes back to him because it's obvious that he only gave it away because he thought he was going to die. But if he didn't, then it goes back to him. Man tanas lina basar umdana. So what do you see from here? You go after umdana. You go after your omeda person's das. Even though they didn't say something, if there's an obvious case, you go after umdana. So who goes after umdana? Two deos. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Shimon ben Manasihi. Rav Nachman says, Rav Shimon ben Manasya. Ditanya. Because the Brisa says, "Harishalach b'nor l'minas hayam." If his son goes out into the yam, v'shama shemeis beno, and he hears that his son Rachman al-Islan died, v'yomad v'kazav v'gorachazav le'acher. So he said, "Oyvei." So he gives all of his possessions to somebody else. V'yachach b'beno, and then his son comes back. I'm alive. Matanaso matana. The Tanakhama says his gift is a gift. He didn't make any tznaim. So therefore, tough luck. Reb Shimon ben Asya Omer, ein matanaso matana. No. It's not as matana dana matana. She il mole haya yodea shebeno kayem lo haya kospin. He wouldn't have given it away. It's obvious. It's obvious. Tosva says, I'm not sure how this relates to the sugi of Dvarim Shebelev. The Tosva's read says, I am sure how it relates. This is not Dvarim Shebelev. This is so obvious that it's a milsa de galuye. Right? It's obvious that he's only giving it because he heard his son died. So therefore, it's not a problem of Dvarim Shebelev. That is number one opinion of Umdana. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll start with the number two opinion of Umdana, and that is Rav Sheshes. Okay, we'll stop here, and then Hashem, get back to Bava Basra Sugyas as they come.